Have you ever heard of the saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer? Well, I like to think of it as keep your Don close, but his dark side even closer. You see, sir, yes, you have the control, the power, the insights to me on the surface. I'm beneath the surface. But what makes you think that I don't want to give up that control and power more than you want to take or have it? Just a few minutes ago, you slammed me on the wall, jackhammered me for your pleasure. You then threw me on the bed and finished with me there. You told me how I'm yours. You growled how I was your pretty little slut, how easy it was for you to have me beneath you, how easy it was for you to claim me with your cock as you choked and pounded me at the same time. Now you're cuddling me tight, like I want to escape, but you won't allow it. It's cute. I know you don't like this word, but as a brat, everything you do to me is cute. As I lay with you, I want to take you back through the events of the last 72 hours so that you can see my version of events of what happened and not just yours. Of course, afterwards, you can tell me yours if you want, but after reading this, you may rethink that. Right now, it's 12 a.m. midnight, so let's go back a few days first. 3 days until present. You were aware of the holiday that I'd booked and planned for this day to come to your home country. I told you weeks before I booked it, and I confirmed with you in excitement the day I finally did. An hour before I leave the airport, I'm sat in my house drinking my hot chocolate and marshmallows after a session of pleasure with you. I purposely let it slip what town I'd be staying in. Now, although we are comfortable with each other, we both know what we are to each other, and sometimes that can be blurred by the friendship that seals over time. You are a predator. I am prey. It is in your nature to track, trace, and hunt for your benefit. I know this. Trust me, I do. You didn't answer for a couple of minutes after I told you. We all know when a conversation is flowing, and what I said broke that flow. But you did reply after some time. You replied, "Oh, really? I heard that's a nice place." "Yeah, it is. I can't wait to go there. I wonder if the people will be nice, especially because I'll be on my own," I responded. Nobody needed or needs to tell me how much your dick was throbbing the moment you found out that I'd be staying in your hometown. To you, it was pure coincidence, right? Okay, sir. Again, no one needs to tell me how quickly your cock shot up in your jeans when I connected the fact that not only would your prey be in your territory, but I would also be alone. Yes, daddy, that's right. Alone. What made it even more exciting for you is that you think I didn't know how close I was going to be to you. But I did. 2 days to present. The country is so beautiful, I must admit. The town is even better when I know that it has so much more to offer than just views, if you know what I mean. It's quite late, 12 a.m. to be exact. I texted you that I arrived safely and I jumped into bed in the flat that I had rented for the duration of my stay here. The flight was so long and I was exhausted, but you were constantly on my mind. I felt like I was in danger, but in my dream playground at the same time. Being a brat will do that to you. As I lay there, with only a matter of distance between us, I couldn't help imagine all the scenarios that I could experience with you. Involuntarily, I grabbed my pink wand as I asked myself how long, over and over again. I imagined your words of all the things that you'd do to me once you had me come to life in my head. It didn't take long after that to feel satisfied. But just for that night, I rolled over and closed my eyes. 16 hours till present. It's 8 a.m. I don't know how I got up so early, but I did. I checked my phone after the grogginess passed, and sure enough, I see your good morning texts. I always smile when I see a text in the morning. That's exactly what I did as I greeted you back. "What are you doing? What are you wearing?" you asked routinely. I reply like a good girl would, and I wait for your next question. What are you doing today? Oh, well, actually, I met some nice girls yesterday after visiting some places. They live not too far, and they've invited me to go out to this nearby bar or club called Vibes or something, I don't know. They seemed really nice, so I'm gonna go there tonight after I figure out where it actually is and if that's the name. I'll text them later on. You broke the flow once again by 5 minutes. What are you gonna wear? I don't know yet, I replied. Show me your outfit choices when you get to it, you ordered. Yes, sir. You knew exactly what club I was talking about, the one you had been to many, many times before. But more importantly, I myself knew that you would know the club. I knew exactly how far I was from me. I knew exactly what it was called. And oh, I picked out my outfit as soon as I'd gotten home. Of course, I couldn't wait for you to see it. Not just in a picture, but on me too. I don't know why I do this. I guess it's just a thought of helping to lead your mind so that you can lead me wherever you want to go. The excitement of knowing instead of just being a sitting duck. Being able to see the situation for what it truly is electrifying. Not only do I get to enjoy you use me like your little slut, but I also get to enjoy watching you hunt for me, to see what you do, how you think, just to get to me. Yes, I like it like that. 6 hours till present. After showing you the outfit that I'd be wearing and told you the details like time and who's picking me up, I got ready to leave. My makeup was done, my hair was done, everything was perfect and set, and my plan was in action. As I left my house, I took a selfie and I sent it to you. You complimented how good I looked. But you kept quiet about the sign with my street name on it in the background. Of course, this was totally an accident on my part. I was picked up by the girls in a red fancy car, and we drove around enjoying the view and drinks before we headed to the club. When we finally got there, it was packed, but I could sense the good vibes. And I could sense you. Even though I may not know where to look, I knew that you knew exactly where to look, and I was happy with that. It didn't take long before the drinks were piling up in front of me and the music was raving. Everyone was having fun, needless to say. There were more guys than I could count that came over to me, trying to talk to me, to get my number, to dance with me. I was owning the night, but only for you. Only for you to see and feel what you could be doing with me, but instead you're seeing another guy do it. Gosh, it was so hot to think that you're watching me. Probably rubbing yourself to the thought of how you're gonna punish me. I could feel your jealousy just bouncing off me. I wondered where you were, but I didn't look. Bear in mind, you might not even be there. I could have been totally wrong in everything up till now. But we both know that's not true, don't we? I wanted to take it up a notch because, with the amount of patience I've had, I think my night deserves to be finished off with an itch completely scratched. So, the next guy that came up to me, I put my arms around his neck, looked him in the eyes, and laughed as I swayed my hips with his. And I turned around and bent over and continued to dance and wind the night away, just having fun and only fun. Were you having fun? As the night neared its end, I knew not to overstay my boundary. I told the girls that I'd be leaving. Of course, they asked me if I needed a ride or someone to accommodate me home. But I already had someone for that, didn't I? 3 hours to present. I won't lie, I didn't intend to get as tipsy as I had, but I made sure that I was only tipsy and not drunk. I wanted to remember this night, good things were about to happen, weren't they? As I said goodbye to everyone, including the DJ who had played multiple of my song requests, I stepped outside of the club and breathed in the fresh air that I had been missing for the last few hours. Of course, I can't get caught up in my own world. I can't forget about you. You know that key card from my flat that you picked up off the ground outside the club? What? You thought that was there by an accident? You're funny. Anyways, off I go home, stumbling, dancing, and singing the whole journey. At one point, I even had to take off my shoes as my feet were getting too sore, and I was getting way too excited about the events that I was so sure were about to unfold. I was a bit tired, but that only contributes to how much fun we're going to have, right? As I neared my apartment, I opened the door, but I dared not look back. One funny thing about me is that I'm actually scared and frightened of seeing someone watching me, but I'm not scared of knowing someone is watching me. I know it's weird, but just roll with it. If I had seen you all suspicious and shit, I would have freaked out, been on the bad kind of edge, and my plan would have been ruined. So I stumbled into my house exhausted. Oh, did I leave the door unlocked? Oopsie. I guess there was no need for a key card after all. Silly me. After aimlessly gallivanting the flat, I walked through my bedroom door and immediately began to undress. But slowly, as I don't want you to miss the show. I turned to my wardrobe and slowly walked towards it, when suddenly I felt a large hand cover my mouth and another grip my waist. Terrified, I immediately screamed into your hand, muffling my sound. Of course I'll still be shocked, sir. I'm only human. I'm still only your little one. The terror that filled my chest was like no other. The excitement bounced off my skin, bounced up the walls. Ugh, I could almost taste it. What was going to happen? What were you going to do? How were you going to do it? My muffled screams filled the room as you told me to keep quiet, or you'll make it even worse. You pushed me against the wardrobe as you tore my panties with one hand. You shoved my head into the wardrobe door, using your free hand to pull my hips towards you. You took your belt and smacked me countless times, taking out your frustration you had pent up from the club, having to watch me with other guys. I begged, I cried, I wailed, I whimpered, you ignored everything. You taunted me for how wet I was getting. You stroked my hair, slapped me and called me a good girl as you rubbed your bulge against my ass before pulling out what would later destroy me. You took both of my arms and pinned them behind my back and led me towards my bed. You shoved me down hard and you came down with me to ensure that I was pinned. You spread my legs with your knee and took the messy hair on my face as you whispered, "Shh, baby girl. You've wanted this all night, I know." Flaunting your tight little ass with your perky double D tits. Don't you know who you belong to? You remarked, giving me my ass a firm and hard slap. You, daddy. Say it, you ordered. I belong to you, daddy. I belong to you. I wailed as you pinched my nipple. Not too hard, but just enough to make it really hurt. Baby girl. You know I love it when you say that. You said, smacking my ass again. You're mine. All mine. Now be a good little kid and take me. Before I could protest, you rammed yourself inside me in one go, shoving my head into the pillow. I screamed and grabbed at the sheets as you whispered shh into my ears, took me from behind. You fucked me mercilessly and without effort. You lifted my head as my body began to relax and let me breathe before you put your right hand around my throat, tightening your grip and masturbated with my body. I felt like a doll. Your doll. You flipped me over aggressively and put my legs on your shoulders as you finished me off violently. You growled as I moaned desperately. You ran your fingers so delicately over the side of my body while acting so aggressively. My legs slowly found their way wrapped around your waist. I wanted you, but I wanted you to stop at the same time. But I wanted you. My body began to tense up, and I closed my eyes, waiting for it to happen. You stopped and slapped me, took my chin and made me face you. You continued rhythmically to your words as you locked your eyes on mine. Fuck, baby. You feel so fucking good and tight. Fuck, baby girl. What I'm doing to you right now, I will do whenever I want, however I want, and how many times I please. Understood? You said as you thrust in and out, losing more and more control of yourself each time. I could only groan in response. You're mine. 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 You growled as you exploded in me while I simultaneously spasmed from coming and loudly moaned into the hand you had placed over my mouth once again. You continued to grind every last drop of cum, making sure I took all of it. You fell down beside me as you caught your breath. Present. I looked at you smiling and you stared at me. So I guess the last few days have been fun, right? I said, trying to contain my laughter. I saw your eyes turn cold, and before you were able to grab me, I hopped out of the bed and shrieked with laughter and ran out the room to find a safe place to hide. You needy little brat, you yelled as you ran chasing after me. This adventure was so much fun. I couldn't have had it any other way. I mean, I don't get to do this often at all, but when I do, I make sure I do it right. I mean, I totally get the girls that want to bait the eyes of a predator, but I think baiting his mind is so much better, more entertaining, and oh, definitely 100 times harder. Don't forget, keep him close, but his dark side closer.